This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and Johnstown Bean Company. Dry edible bean harvest is all but wrapped up in North Dakota and Minnesota. This week on the Minnesota side, harvest is at 92% complete, ahead of 96% last year and well ahead of 88% average. On the North Dakota side, dry bean harvest is 90% complete, behind 95% last year, but ahead of 80% average. At Pizik, North Dakota, Darren Cadillac says the crop was okay this year.
Started edible beans right around Labor Day, and the edible beans were a little bit of a challenge. The crop was light, and it was very dry in general terms, so we had a little trouble with some splits that we probably hadn't seen in the past.
Candelick says a bright spot certainly is some of the soil moisture recharge that farmers have regained over the past week.
Right where we're at, we were on the dry side all summer long, and I mean, as I drive around this morning, there's not a lot of water standing, if any. There isn't water really to speak of in the ditches. It's going down. There's no question about that. You see some approaches and on some headlands, but overall it looks pretty decent compared to previous years when we'd get 3 inches of rain at this time. It could be kind of scary.
And many farmers have yet to see their first hard-killing, widespread frost this fall. National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Barrett says that will most likely come this weekend.
Well, we'll get down to near freezing. For most of the region. So that's what we're looking for as far as a frost that would come on Saturday morning, maybe a little bit of that on Sunday as well before it starts warming up next week.
And that's been this week's Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by SRS Commodities and Sharpen Herbicide from BASF.